This is the reading for October 2nd. Jeremiah chapter 45. It was the fourth year that Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, was king of Judah. Jeremiah the prophet told these things to Baruch, son of Neriah, and Baruch wrote them on a scroll. This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says to you, Baruch. You have said, "How terrible it is for me. The Lord has given me sorrow along with my pain. I am tired because of my suffering and cannot rest." The Lord said, "Say this to Baruch. This is what the Lord says. I will soon tear down what I have built, and I will pull up what I have planted everywhere in Judah. Baruch, you are looking for great things for yourself. Don't look for them, because I will bring disaster on all the people," says the Lord. "You will have to go many places, but I will let you escape alive wherever you go." Jeremiah chapter 46. The Lord spoke this word to Jeremiah the prophet about the nations. This message is to Egypt. It is about the army of Necho, king of Egypt, which was defeated at the city of Carchemish on the Euphrates River by Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. This was in the fourth year that Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, was king of Judah. This is the Lord's message to Egypt. Prepare your shields, large and small, and march out for battle. Harness the horses and get on them. Go to your places for battle and put on your helmets. Polish your spears, put on your armor. What do I see? That army is terrified and the soldiers are running away. Their warriors are defeated. They run away quickly without looking back. There is terror on every side, says the Lord. The fast runners cannot run away. The strong soldiers cannot escape. They stumble and fall in the north by the Euphrates River. Who is this rising up like the Nile River, like strong, fast rivers? Egypt rises up like the Nile River, like strong, fast rivers. Egypt says, "I will rise up and cover the earth. I will destroy cities and the people in them." Horsemen, charge into battle. Chariot drivers, drive hard. March on, brave soldiers, soldiers from the countries of Cush and Put who carry shields, soldiers from Lydia who use bows. All that day belongs to the Lord God All-Powerful. At that time He will give those people the punishment they deserve. The sword will kill until it is finished, until it satisfies its thirst for their blood. The Lord God All-Powerful will offer a sacrifice in the land of the north by the Euphrates River. Go up to Gilead and get some balm, people of Egypt. You have prepared many medicines, but they will not work. You will not be healed. The nations have heard of your shame and your cities. Your cries fill all the earth. One warrior has run into another. Both of them have fallen down together. This is the message the Lord spoke to Jeremiah the prophet about Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon's coming to attack Egypt. Announce this message in Egypt and preach it in Migdol. Preach it also in the cities of Memphis and Tapanes. Get ready for war, because the battle is all around you. Egypt, why were your warriors killed? They cannot stand because the Lord pushed them down. They stumbled again and again and fell over each other. They said, "Get up, let's go back to our own people and our homeland. We must get away from our enemy's sword." In their homelands, those soldiers called out, "The king of Egypt is only a lot of noise. He missed his chance for glory." The king's name is the Lord All-Powerful. He says, "As surely as I live, a powerful leader will come. He will be like Mount Tabor among the mountains, like Mount Carmel by the sea. People of Egypt, pack your things to be taken away as captives, because Memphis will be destroyed. It will be a ruin, and no one will live there. Egypt is like a beautiful young cow, but a horsefly is coming from the north to attack her. The hired soldiers in Egypt's army are like fat calves, because even they all turn and run away together. They do not stand strong against the attack. Their time of destruction is coming. They will soon be punished. Egypt is like a hissing snake that is trying to escape. The enemy comes closer and closer. They come against Egypt with axes like men who cut down trees. They will chop down Egypt's army as if it were a great forest," says the Lord. "There are more enemy soldiers than locusts. There are too many to count. The people of Egypt will be ashamed. They will be handed over to the enemy from the north." The Lord All-Powerful, the God of Israel, says, "Very soon I will punish Ammon, the god of the city of Thebes. And I will punish Egypt, her kings, her gods, and the people who depend on the king. I will hand those people over to their enemies who want to kill them. I will give them to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and his officers. But in the future, Egypt will live in peace as it once did, says the Lord. People of Jacob, my servants, don't be afraid. Don't be frightened, Israel. I will surely save you from those faraway places and your children from the lands where they are captives. The people of Jacob will have peace and safety again, and no one will make them afraid. People of Jacob, my servants, do not be afraid, because I am with you, says the Lord. I will completely destroy the many different nations where I scattered you, but I will not completely destroy you. I will punish you fairly, but I will not let you escape your punishment.
Chapter 10.
I saw another powerful angel come down from heaven. He was dressed in a cloud, and there was a rainbow over his head. His face was like the sun, and his feet were like columns of fire. He held a small open scroll in his hand. He set his right foot on the sea and his left on the land. Then he shouted in a loud voice as a lion roars. When he shouted, the seven thunders spoke with voices of their own. When the seven thunders spoke, I was going to write it down. I heard a voice from heaven say, "Seal up what the seven thunders have said, and don't write it down." The angel whom I saw standing on the sea and on the land raised his right hand to heaven. He swore an oath by the one who lives forever and ever, who created heaven and everything in it, the earth and everything in it, and the sea and everything in it. He said, "There will be no more delay. In the days when the seventh angel is ready to blow his trumpet, the mystery of God will be completed, as he has made this good news known to his servants, the prophets." The voice which I had heard from heaven spoke to me again. It said, "Take the open scroll from the hand of the angel who is standing on the sea and on the land." I went to the angel and asked him to give me the small scroll. He said to me, "Take it and eat it. It will be bitter in your stomach, but it will be as sweet as honey in your mouth." I took the small scroll from the angel's hand and ate it. It was as sweet as honey in my mouth, but when I had eaten it, it was bitter in my stomach. The seven thunders told me, "Again, you must speak what God has revealed in front of many people, nations, languages, and kings."